Previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
The original Jonathan Gilbert had an invention that was stolen by a vampire. Her name was Pearl.
I gave your device to Damon. Why did you ask him for it yourself?
My wife, Isabel, spent her life researching paranormal activity in this area.
What have you done to my wife?
I turned her.
Why do I look like Catherine?
You were adopted.
This girl showed up 16 and about to give birth.
What else do you know about her?
Just her name, Isabel.
Stop looking. She doesn't want to know you.
She's alive? Does that mean that she's a... Hello, Rick.
Isabel.
It's good to see you. You look good. I hear that you're a high school history teacher. How is that?
Where have you been, Isabel?
I don't have any reasons that are gonna comfort you. I don't have any explanations that are gonna satisfy you. I wanted this.
It's that simple?
Yeah. You were supposed to mourn me and move on.
You're my wife. And I loved you. How could I not search for you?
Because I wasn't lost, Rick.
She writes something on a napkin.
I understand that you know my daughter, Elena. And I hear that she's been looking for me. So I want you to arrange for a meeting with us.
You want me to deliver a message?
He drops the napkin on the bar.
Screw you.
He looks in her eyes.
You selfish bitch.
Alaric gets up and leaves the Mystic Grill. He heads for his car, which is parked outside. He spins round. Brunette Isabel is right behind him.
What do you want from me?
I told you.
I'm not gonna do anything for you.
She grabs his throat. Her eyes darken and her vampire teeth extend.
You better tell Elena that I want to meet, or I'm gonna start killing the citizens of this town one by one, and I'm gonna start with your history students. Got it?
She drops him onto the road beside his car and strolls off. Alaric rolls onto his hands and knees and grasps at the napkin blowing in the breeze on the road. He stands up. The Vampire Diaries. Elena is at home on the phone.
I'm supposed to help build the Miss Mystic float for the Founders Day parade. If I don't, I get the wrath of Caroline. But I wanted to check in first.
Well, I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Check in on Stefan.
Oh, him? Oh, he's terrible.
What's the matter?
He's just back to boring.
Straight-laced, off the junk. You've successfully cured him of
anything that was interesting about his personality.
Don't forget to help me.
I hate myself. Hey, did Uncle John mention anything to you about my field trip with the history teacher?
No, I've still been avoiding him.
Why, what's he up to?
I don't know, but I'd love it if you could find out for me.
I gotta go. I'm late.
Have fun with the Mystic Queen. I know I did.
As he hangs up, Stefan comes in and shrugs. Damon gives him his phone back.
Lena called.
Stefan frowns at his phone. At school, Alaric gives out some papers to students sat in the lunch hall.
So these are the specs for the history department's Founders Day float. I'm gonna be recreating the Battle of Willow Creek. Tyler's been nominated to head up the production design.
By who?
By me. I've seen your sketches and they're good.
Look, I'm not really into the
whole thing. Yeah, well, you just pick your team, be creative, and don't screw up.
Great. You wanna help me out with this?
Not really, no.
Hey, Mr. Saltzman.
Come with me. We need to talk.
At a table.
All right, show me. Let's reference last year's Miss Mystic float. This is what they did last year.
A photo on her laptop.
And it's exactly what we don't want to do.
Ew.
Okay, so what are we doing?
Southern classic elegance.
Gone with the Wind.
How'd you know?
You channel Scarlet Daly.
So true.
Where's Elena? She's supposed to be helping.
I don't know.
Okay, what's the deal?
What do you mean?
Don't play dumb. You and Elena are fighting. Spill.
It's nothing.
It's not nothing. You know, this whole float is supposed to be about friends creating something together, and everyone is fighting. Matt and Tyler hate each other. You and Elena are on the outs. I don't like it. And I can't fix it if I don't know what's wrong. I can't talk about it. Caroline, I'm sorry.
Caroline frowns. Damon opens the door to Alaric's classroom and goes inside.
Damon, thanks for coming.
Sorry I'm late. Dog ate my, never mind.
He spots Stefan and Elena's dark expressions.
Saw the furrowed brows.
I saw Isabel last night.
Isabel's here? In town?
Alaric nods. They both turn to look at Elena, whose frown deepens. John drives his car up a long driveway past a for sale foreclosure sign. He parks outside the front porch of a big mansion and climbs out into the sunshine. In shades and a leather jacket, he goes inside. He takes off his shades and wanders through the hallway. John heads through into the living room, where a pretty brunette girl and a hunky-looking guy dance together in their underwear. The girl has a bite mark on her inner thigh, the guy on his chest. Isabel sits on the sofa watching them.
You're late.
I didn't realize I was on a schedule. What's with the sideshow?
Shirley is a little jazz singer that I picked up in a blues bar in Brooklyn. And I got the cowboy at a gay rodeo in Amarillo.
He's gay?
Not right now. He's very good to me. Hey, Shirley, guessez-vous?
The two of them walk out past Isabel.
I'm teaching them French. Oh, I can smell the judgment coming off of you.
Well, they're people, Isabel, and you're treating them like they're dolls.
If we're gonna be partners, you really have to stop being such a hater.
We're in a partnership together because we share a mutual goal. Don't ever confuse that for an acceptance of your lifestyle.
My lifestyle? So, I assume that you still don't have the invention.
I'll get it. I said I would.
You threatened to expose Damon Salvatore. That didn't work. You killed that Pearl lady. Still no invention. I really don't think that your plan is working, John.
Well, you being here isn't going to help anything.
You failed, John. I'm gonna take it from here.
She slapped him to the ground in Alaric's classroom.
Did you ask about Uncle John? Are they working together?
No.
No, they're not?
No, I didn't ask.
What about the invention?
Didn't ask.
Did she know about the tomb vampires?
I don't know.
Did words completely escape you?
You know, I was a little too distracted by my dead vampire wife to ask any questions.
What's she want?
She wants to see me, Damon.
Alaric is supposed to arrange a meeting. We don't know why or what she wants.
You don't have to see her if you don't want to.
I don't really have a choice.
She's threatening to go on a killing spree.
Oh. I take it that's not okay with you guys?
I want to do it. I want to meet her. If I don't, I know I'll regret it.
Damon is about to say something, but stops himself. At the Mystic Grill, Elena sits at a table by herself. Stefan is across the bar playing pool. He listens to Elena using his special vampire hearing.
Thanks. Can you hear me?
She spots him nodding.
Thanks for coming. I'm nervous. But I'm happy that you're here. Love you.
He mouths, "I love you," back at her. She smiles. Isabel steps in between them. Elena's smile drops as Isabel puts her coat down and sits at the table. Stefan keeps an eye on them from across the bar. Isabel smiles.
Hello, Elena. You look just like her. It's eerie.
You've met Catherine?
She found me after I turned. Genetic curiosity, I suppose. She would be fascinated by you.
Is that how you can walk in the day?
Catherine helped me obtain it.
Who's my father?
Not important. He was a teenage waste of space.
A name would be nice.
It would, wouldn't it? You ask a lot of questions.
Why did you compel that man to kill himself? Right after he told me to stop looking for you.
Traumatic impact. Wish it would have been more effective.
Human life means that little to you?
Means nothing to me. It's just part of being what I am. No, it's not. I know other vampires, that's not true. You and your boyfriend over there by the pool table? Stefan Salvatore. Why Stefan? Why didn't you go for Damon? Or do you enjoy them both? Like Catherine did.
Isabel beams at the gawping Elena. Stefan bows his head. Outside, Damon loiters across the road.
We should be in there.
No. Isabel made it clear we're not to step foot inside.
I'm not gonna kill her in a crowded restaurant.
You're not gonna kill her, period.
She ruined your life. You still wanna protect her?
She's my wife. Was my wife. I looked for the woman I married, but she wasn't there. Whoever that is cold and detached.
Yeah. She's given up her humanity.
Yeah, see, I don't get that. Stefan has his humanity. He's a good guy. Hell, you're a dick and you kill people, but I still see something human in you. But with her, there was nothing.
You can turn it off. It's like a button you can press. I mean, Stefan's different. He wants the whole human experience. He wants to feel every episode of How I Met Your Mother. So he shuts his feelings out. The problem is, as a vampire, your instinct is not to feel. Isabel chose the easier road. No guilt, no shame. No regret. I mean, come on. You could turn it off, wouldn't you?
You haven't.
Of course I have, Rick. That's why I'm so fun to be around.
At the table inside.
Why did you want to meet me? It can't be to just catch up. Because I'm curious about you. But the real reason is I want what your uncle wants. Jonathan Gilbert's invention. How do you know my uncle? I used to spend a lot of time here when I was younger. John had a crush on me for years. He was the first one that told me about vampires.
So what made you want to be one?
It's a very long list of reasons, Elena, all of which I'm sure you've thought about.
She shakes her head.
That was your first lie. It's inevitable you're gonna get old. Stefan won't. Forever doesn't last very long when you're human.
I'm sorry, but I don't have what you're looking for.
Sit down and tell your boyfriend to walk away.
Isabel holds Elena by the wrist. Elena sits back down and nods at Stefan. Isabel smiles sweetly at Elena.
I want the invention.
I don't have it.
I know that, but Damon does. And you're gonna get it for me.
He's not gonna give it to me.
And the blood will be on your hands.
Isabel gets up and walks away.
It was nice meeting you, Elena.
As Stefan heads across the bar, Bonnie walks in and clocks Elena's frown. Elena stands up and looks at Bonnie. Bonnie spots Stefan arriving behind Elena, who turns around and looks at him, then looks back at Bonnie. Bonnie turns and goes. Elena breathes heavily. Jeremy comes into the kitchen at home, on the phone.
Hey, Anna, where are you? What's up? Give me a call when you get this.
How is Anna? I like that girl. She has fire.
I don't know. She won't return my calls.
Girl trouble?
No trouble. Anna just owes me a call, that's it.
Is it the girl that I saw you with at the Founders pageant?
So you two are getting pretty hot and heavy, huh?
When was the last time you saw her?
Why?
I'm just making conversation. No one else in this house likes me.
At least I can talk to you, especially if you need someone to talk to about girls.
Oh, please. I'm eating.
Jenna marches out past John.
So seriously, how well do you know Anna?
I know Anna extremely well.
Well, now that you can talk to me about anything, I'm here to answer any questions that you have, to help you in any way I can.
Why?
Because your dad would want me to.
I'm good.
A topless Damon plays cards with a half-naked Cherie at Isabel's mansion.
Uh-oh, Cherie. You won again. Hope I'm wearing my good underwear.
Tonight's just one blast from the past after another. No. Dégage, Cherie.
Cherie struts out.
It's good to see you, Isabel. Just having fun with your naughty little minion.
How'd you find me?
Searched all the neighborhood bank-owned foreclosures and found the most expensive one.
Oh, I should have known. You were the one that taught me that.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really doing here?
Well, you caused quite a stir. Well, you blew into town. I saw everyone except for the man that made you. I'm a little hurt.
I'm so sorry. Did you bring the device?
She grabs his hair, then lets go.
Ow. What are you doing with John Gilbert?
We dated a few times when we were young. He was a little bit in love with me.
I'm sure. One of the many. Now, this little invention, what do you want with it?
Oh, me personally? I don't want anything with it. I'm just doing what I'm told. You know, Damon, we're on the same side.
Oh, yeah? What side is that?
Catherine's. She wants John Gilbert to have the device, and I think that you know that she's not happy when she doesn't get what she wants.
Why are you doing her dirty work?
Don't kill the messenger. We both know that you can't control Catherine. She does what she wants.
And so do I.
Oh, really, Damon? You do?
She rushes over. They stand face to face.
What should we do now? Oh, yeah. Memory serves.
They fall into a lusty kiss. She climbs onto him on the sofa. He grabs her throat on the floor.
Now that I have your attention, listen up. You do not come into my town, threaten people I care about. Going after Elena? Bad move. You leave her alone or I will rip you to bits because I do believe in killing the messenger. You know why? Because it sends a message. Catherine wants something from me. You tell the little bitch to come get it herself.
He lets go. She rubs her head. Elena comes downstairs into the hallway at home with her school bag. She opens the front door to Bonnie.
Hi. Hey. I couldn't sleep last night. You're obviously upset about something and I just walked away. It's not me. That can't be us. You're my friend, Elena. If you need me, I'm here for you. And I'm sorry I couldn't show you that yesterday.
Elena swallows hard and frowns.
I met my birth mother. Oh. Was it? Are you okay?
Elena looks tearful as Bonnie reaches out and gives her a big hug. Beneath a sign reading Home of the Timberwolves, Matt helps build the float. Tyler comes over.
Hey, man.
Yeah?
So, Caroline tells me you've been on your own the past 2 weeks. Is everything okay?
You're asking me about my mom. Seriously? Look, man, why don't I just have her give you a call when she blows back to town?
Dude, it's not what I meant. Okay, I'm just trying to... I don't know what to say.
Well, good, man. Don't say anything. You're a dick in the story.
I know. Yeah, whatever.
Elena finds Bonnie going through a book in the science lab.
Hey, thanks for meeting me. I wanted you to see this.
Is that Emily's spell book?
I've been going through it since Graham's died. Check this out.
Faded handwritten notes.
That's the vampire compass.
Yeah, according to Emily, Jonathan Gilbert never actually succeeded in inventing anything. Emily secretly spelled them all with magic. Compass. Rings.
She turns the page.
The mystery device you told me about.
Yeah, that's it. Well, part of it. Damon only has the one piece.
Emily pledged her loyalty to Catherine. But she couldn't stand by and watch innocent people get killed. This was the only way she could think of to help, to let Jonathan Gilbert believe he'd actually invented these devices.
Does it say what it does?
Elena bends to read the ancient-looking writing.
Are you sure this is what Isabel wants?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why?
This is a weapon. Against vampires.
Outside, the float takes shape. Jeremy looks up from his phone and spots Elena looking round furtively.
Elena!
Hey, have you seen Stefan? I need to find him.
No, not lately. Listen, you have a second?
Yeah. What's up? What's going on?
Well, it's Anna. I left her all these messages, and she hasn't gotten back to me, not even a text.
Anna? I didn't know that you guys were still friends.
No, we're more than friends. Look, something could be seriously wrong, and if you know anything, you gotta tell me.
I haven't talked to her, Jer.
Are you lying to me right now?
Why'd you say that?
Because that's what you do, Elena. You lie. You lie about everything. I know what Anna is, and I know that you know. So tell me, do you have any idea where she is?
No.
He stares at her, then goes.
But, Jeremy, wait. Jeremy!
She turns.
Isabel, what are you doing here?
I'm your mother, Elena. I want to be more involved in your life.
I don't want you in my life.
I understand that. You already have a lot of people that you care about. But I've been studying. Let's see if I got this right. There is the witchy best friend, Bonnie. Gonna stay away from that one. Oh, sad little brother, Jeremy. And there's Caroline. Obnoxious Caroline. I got all of my info from her, by the way. She had no idea who I was, and she wouldn't stop yapping. Oh. And there's Matt. Friend. Ex. Yappy's future ex. Lots of connections there.
Matt's not involved in this.
He's involved with you, isn't he?
Look, he shouldn't be here. You need to leave.
No. I have some friends here, too. Look. See that man over there, standing next to Matt by the float? His name's Frank. He's very handsome. And he's also quite handy, and he noticed that the axle is kind of rusted, which is very dangerous. So all you have to do is apply a little bit of pressure, and...
No!
Hey, pick this trailer! Come on, guys, lift it up!
Your hands. Dude, come on, lift!
Tyler grabs hold of the trailer.
Come on!
Stefan arrives, and they lift the trailer.
Girl, call an ambulance.
Why are you doing this?
I'm showing you how easy it is to hurt the people that you care about.
And you're doing this just because of Jonathan Gilbert's invention?
Hand it over, and the fun will stop.
I told you, Damon's not going to give it to me.
And I think that you underestimate how much Damon cares about you.
He'll kill you before he gives it up.
Is that before or after I kill your brother, Jeremy?
Jeremy? Jeremy!
She scans around.
The ambulance is saying 15 to 20 minutes.
I have my car. I can take him to the hospital.
Carol, I can take him.
But I didn't drive.
Then I'll wait. It's fine.
You will not wait. Okay, you need to see a doctor. Tyler's driving. End of story.
Fine.
Go!
I'll bring my car around.
Tyler heads off as Matt grips his arm and grimaces. John finds Isabel at the mansion.
I see you're packing. That's a good sign.
Won't be long now.
Did you get the missing piece? Where is it?
I don't have it yet.
And why did you call me here?
Because I have the next best thing.
Sit down. What the hell are you doing?
Getting what I want.
Yeah, well, he's my nephew, and you're gonna let him go right this second.
That gaudy ring on your finger, it comes off.
Come on. Come on, Isabel, I know you, okay? It's me, John. You can't hurt a kid.
I'll kill him to prove you wrong.
Really? Are you that far gone? Look, I know you've changed, okay? But the old Isabel is in there somewhere still, isn't she? Come on, let him go.
She pats John's shoulder.
Faites-le souffrir.
John!
Frank knocks John to the floor. Cherie pins him down with a foot on his throat, and Frank kicks him a few times. Isabel takes John's ring.
Let's try. We'll see how you do without this.
Jeremy watches nervously as John reels on the floor and Isabel walks out. In Alaric's classroom.
Where's the device?
Damon has it. He's going to be difficult to reason with.
And we'll go to him. I'll talk to him.
He's not just going to hand it over, especially if it's harmful to vampires.
What if it's not?
Elena glances at them both, at the Salvators,
Absolutely not.
Just hear me out.
I'm not gonna give the device to Isabel so she can give it to John, who's gonna turn around and kill me. I like being a living dead person.
But it'll be useless. Bonnie can take its power away.
I don't trust her.
I can remove the original spell. John and Isabel will never know.
No. No, I'll get Jeremy my own way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna do that? Because Isabel is a vampire and Jeremy can be dead the second you walk in the door.
Are you even up for this? I mean, no offense. You're no Emily Bennett. Emily knew what she was doing.
I've been practicing.
It's not piano lessons, honey.
What's your favorite book?
What?
Name a book. Any book.
Name a book. How about Call of the Wild, Jack London?
Bonnie turns around and faces the bookshelf. A book flies off the shelf and into Damon's hand.
Jack London. Great parlor trick.
We're doing this, Damon. And we're gonna do it my way. Now give me the device. We're wasting time.
I don't trust you. I tried to kill you.
You're right. You can't trust me, but you can trust me.
Damon narrows his eyes and frowns at Elena. Stefan looks at them both. He holds his hand out towards Damon, who swallows hard, then puts the device in Stefan's hand. John hauls himself off the floor at Isabel's. Jeremy brings him a towel.
Here you go.
Thank you.
What is she after?
Your ancestor invented a weapon. A device that's extremely harmful to vampires. We've been trying to get it.
Why?
Because there's a group of vampires from a long time ago that wants revenge on this town.
But why would a vampire help you kill other vampires?
She has her own reasons for wanting them dead. Look, Jeremy, no one ever thought vampires would return to this town. Not in modern times, but they have. And we have to destroy them.
All of them? No, there are some good ones out there.
There's no such thing.
I don't believe that.
Well, your dad did. And as his son, that should mean something to you.
How did my father know about all this?
Who do you think taught me about the family history?
Jeremy looks down uncertainly at the Salvatore as Bonnie reads the spellbook, then takes the inner mechanism from the compass. Standing alongside Stefan, Elena shoots Damon a look. He rolls his eyes. By flickering candlelight, Bonnie holds her hands up over the compass part. The little mechanism hovers in the air. The lights dim and flames rise in the fireplace as Bonnie wiggles her fingers. The mechanism drops into her hands, and she looks around.
Done.
Great. Now what?
Now we give it to Isabel.
Bonnie holds the little device between her fingers. Elena glances at it warily. Damon looks dubiously at them and walks off. Nighttime in town. Elena walks beneath the clock tower by the town hall and stops at the foot of a statue. Isabel appears behind her.
Where's the device? Where's my brother? This isn't a negotiation. Where's the invention? Where's my brother? Do you really think that I came alone?
Frank and Cherie are there.
Do you really think that I came alone?
Isabel turns around and smiles as Stefan and Damon walk over. She turns back to Elena.
For God's sakes, call home.
What?
Call home, ask to speak to your brother Jeremy.
Elena makes a call. Jeremy answers at home.
Hello?
Jeremy, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Uncle John hit his head. It was an accident.
And we're all laughing.
Yeah, but I'm okay.
I'll be home soon, all right?
Yeah.
Jeremy hangs up and looks at John, who nods knowingly. Beneath the statue in town, Elena turns to Isabel.
You were never gonna hurt him.
No, I was gonna kill him. Don't look for any redeeming qualities in me. I don't have any.
But you took a risk with Damon. How did you know that he was gonna give it to me?
Because he's in love with you.
Damon looks over at Stefan, who ignores him, staring at the floor. As Damon looks away, Stefan does a sideways glance. Isabel reaches out her hand to Elena, who frowns, then gives her the device.
Thank you. For what? For being such a monumental disappointment. It keeps the memory of my real mother perfectly intact.
Goodbye, Elena. As long as you have a Salvatore on each arm, you're doomed. Catherine was smart. She got out. But we all know that you're not Catherine.
Isabel walks away, followed by Shuri and Frank. Elena shakes her head sadly. Stefan heads over and gives her a big hug. With her head on Stefan's shoulder, she makes eye contact with Damon, then buries her head in Stefan's chest. Stefan looks round at Damon, who avoids his gaze and shuffles uncomfortably.
Hey, it's Anna. We have a message.
His room.
Jeremy, we have to talk about this.
No, we really don't.
I don't know what Anna told you, but there are things that you need to know.
Yeah? Because I'm pretty sure that your journal covered it.
You read my journal?
And same with the speech about invasion of privacy, because I read a section about Damon erasing my memory about what happened to Vicky.
Jeremy, please, you don't understand. The night that Vicky died, it was like Mom and Dad died all over again. It was all over your face. And it hurts so much to see you like that. I just wanted to take away your pain. I'm so sorry.
Just get out.
No, Jeremy.
Elena? Just get out. Please.
She looks at him tearfully, then turns to go.
Jared, I...
He shuts the door in her face, then turns around and leans against it. At school, Alaric walks past the lockers that line the quiet central corridor. He turns a corner, stops, and turns around. Isabel is there. She smiles thinly at him.
What do you want?
I totally get it. You here as a history teacher. It's good.
What the hell are you doing? You act like you don't care, and yet here you are hunting me down.
I'm leaving. I just thought I'd say goodbye.
We couldn't be bothered the first time, so why now?
You hate me. Good.
Doesn't it make it easier for you? I mean, what is the whole point of this exercise?
What did you expect? You spent all this time trying to track me down. What did you think you would find?
The woman who gave me this? I mean, you act like you don't care, but you cared enough to protect me after you left.
I was a different person back then.
Right. And that person is gone. The woman I married, the woman I love, she's gone.
He throws her his ring.
You expect me to believe that?
He takes a key out of his jacket pocket and throws that to her as well.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm ring free. I'm vervain free. So either kill me or compel me, because I don't believe it. Not for a second.
She shoves him against the wall.
I wanted this. I needed this. And I'm gonna regret it forever. This was my mistake. Not yours. You are not gonna remember this. I loved you. I did. And when I think about what I gave up, it hurts. But now, your heart's free of me. It's easier this way.
Goodbye, Rick.
She stares into his eyes. Her dark pupils dilate, then enlarge. She slides the ring back onto his finger, then tenderly strokes his face. She turns and walks away. Alaric comes too, as if from a trance. He rubs his face and looks a bit confused as he scans around the empty corridor. At home, Jeremy heads into his bedroom and wearily switches a lamp off. He looks round. Anna's there.
Anna? Hey, what are you doing here?
My mother. She's dead.
What?
She nods tearfully.
She was killed.
Oh my God, Anna. I'm so sorry.
I know I'm not supposed to be here, but I don't have anywhere else to go.
Jeremy puts his arms around her.
It's okay.
In the semi-darkness, he strokes her hair. At the Salvatore's, Stefan finds Damon pouring a drink.
Would you like one? Say it. Whatever it is, purge, get it out.
It's about what Isabel said.
What about?
Well, I know that you and Elena have bonded, and I know that she cares about you, and I know you care about her.
Well, this is going in an interesting direction.
I'm just concerned about Elena being hurt. She considers you a friend.
Same here. Elena is a very good friend. Actually, she might qualify as my only friend. Is that a problem?
So at the risk of sounding like a jealous boyfriend.
Oh, that was no risk. You do.
History will not be repeating itself where Elena's concerned. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. Sure.
Do you understand?
Whatever you say, man. I mean, honestly, we're just friends. And as her friend, I wasn't looking forward to telling her the truth anyway. So I'll let you do it.
Stefan shrugs.
What truth? About John? Busy, I know you guys don't like to keep secrets from each other.
What are you talking about?
Am I the only one around here who has the ability to put two and two together? Isabel.
Hello?
She dated John when she was 15. She gets pregnant and ends up at the doctor's office of John's brother. Now, what do you think John's role is in all this?
I mean, go ahead. Think about it. I'll wait.
You get it? You there, Anne?
So you think that John is Elena's father?
Ding, 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 ding.
What proof do you have?
I don't need any proof. That's a DNA test for John and Elena and Maury Povich to deal with. But I know how well you deal with these big bombshells, so sleep tight. Oh, and when you do tell Elena, and she needs a friend to talk to about anything, I'm here for her.
John answers his phone on the sofa at home.
Hello.
On your doorstep, you'll find what you've been looking for.
And my ring?
Don't screw this up. You know what you have to do, John.
He opens the front door and finds an A4 envelope.
I got it. I won't fail.
You better not. Catherine wants all of those tomb vampires dead, and I want to add two more to that list.
Let me guess.
Stefan and Damon. I don't want this life for her.
Well, that was always part of the plan. Consider them gone.
She's our daughter, John. We owe that to her.
I know.
John hangs up. In the back of a car driven by Frank, so does Isabel. At the Mystic Grill.
So you're not going to tell me what happened?
As Bonnie scans furtively, Caroline cocks her head.
I did something bad, Caroline. And I lied about it.
To who?
To Elena. I pretended to do something I didn't really do.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't do what she wanted me to do. It wasn't right. Grams would have never done it, so I couldn't either.
And next week, it's the last one, so they better get that all ironed out. Right, stay there, and the boys are losing at cards next with Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels.